Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. And again, this is one of those episodes where we really, really, really mean it. I'm talking to you live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Magic Live is happening at the South Point Hotel and Casino. This episode is going to take you right to the dealer's room floor on the opening night, where we're going to talk about the biggest news story of the week, the App Store controversy, and talk to Jonathan Bame from Theory 11, as well as the folks over at Hot Tricks, who had a hell of a week, got a ton of coverage, and they're going to explain exactly what happened. But before we get into that, I want to remind everybody that, of course, show@itricks.com is where you can respond to any of the things that are said during this podcast. Also, all through the week, please keep it on itricks.com to get the most in-depth coverage of Magic Live you could ever possibly imagine. Also, follow the iTricks Twitter feed to get Twitter-specific interviews, Twitter views, if you will. You can get it right to your phone if you have mobile alerts, man. You can just all of a sudden, hey, boom, here's a Marco Tempest interview. Boom, right on my phone. How funny is that? This is all going to be technology willing because we are trying to put it together. But please subscribe to iTricks on Twitter. Also, remember that this episode of the Magic Week in Review, as are all of them for the last, year and a half, been brought to you by TrickShopMagic.com. TrickShopMagic.com is your one-stop magic shop for everything that you could possibly need. They are located in Old City, Temecula, and this is the best part, Sam Blankenship at TrickShopMagic.com is hosting a fun little contest from his Facebook page. That is the Trick Shop Magic Facebook page. All you got to do is go log on to the Facebooks, go to the Trick Shop Magic page, become a fan, and each week, they did it for the last 2 weeks, they did it for this week, one more week. You only have one more week to win a $50 gift certificate. So this week's winner is Carl Nibor. Again, Carl Nibor, please report to the prize desk to claim your $50 Trick Shop Magic gift certificate. And there we go. So head over to the Facebook, become a fan of Trick Shop Magic, or if you just want to go ahead and buy something from them, I'm sure they wouldn't have any problem with that. Head over to TrickShopMagic.com. TrickShopMagic.com, your local magic shop experience on the internet, one click at a time. All right, without any further ado, let's get into our interviews. Here we go. We are here at the Hot Tricks booth with Snake Babe. How are you doing?
I am awesome, thank you.
Big week in the news with your iHypno app.
In the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal. It's almost like we've had this conversation before.
It's like a deja vu.
Exactly, and it's because we have. We had some technical difficulties. But, have you guys had an increased exposure? Has it reflected in how the app is sold
definitely,
for you guys?
Definitely. Of course, the iTunes Apple Store is the largest exposure, but because of the articles that are being written, such as the Wall Street Journal, our apps that we are selling direct on our website definitely have had a major jump, and it's fun, and Apple approves of it. They have no problems with us, you know, selling stuff outright. It's totally legal.
Yeah.
It's actually really fun because I love the personal customer support. You know, the people are emailing us with their questions and things, and it's kind of fun. I like dealing with it.
And this is also way more direct to the magic community.
Uh-huh. Definitely. You know, especially for very, very technical magic related apps such as Magic Wallet Pro, which is coming out soon. You really need to be a good coin worker, you know, to use it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Obviously, part of the reason why the publicity was so high for you guys and Theory 11 was because of the possible consumer confusion gate, or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah.
Their app got approved.
Yes.
Your app had a similar issue.
Yes.
Is iHypno going to get submitted to the App Store or similar apps?
Yeah, we still are submitting apps to the App Store.
Yeah.
Magic Wallet Pro will be in the App Store for sure. And Steve Sheridan's going to have to be, it's going to be up to Steve if he wants to submit it to the Apple Store. We'll respect his decision on that. I know he's, I think we're having a lot of fun having it on our own too. It's just a little different, but it's still fun. I love it. I love selling them outright. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys have done a really, really good job with everything you've done so far. I've had the pleasure of playing with iHypno. I think it's a very, very cool app.
Yeah.
The other huge story for you guys was the lawsuit with Coors.
Yeah.
What is the status of that?
All I can say is both parties have reached an amicable agreement. Amicable agreement.
Okay, so done. Finito.
Yep.
No more.
That's all I can say.
All right. Well, that's good to hear that everything is wrapped up.
It's all wrapped up, definitely.
What do you guys have coming out now?
Actually, we have a new one coming out called Snapshot, and I am going to have a beta version on my phone tomorrow. It's so new, I don't even have it yet. And it's going to be available for a beta version tomorrow on all of us in the booth so we could show it off. It's really cool. Again, because this program utilizes the iPhone camera, we can't, Apple won't approve it.
Gotcha.
So it's going to, now, let's not say that 100%. Right now they won't.
Yes.
But because of this app getting approved with Theory 11, we're hoping that they're going to be a little bit more lenient on these apps now. You know, maybe they will start accepting more stuff that isn't too consumer confusing.
So it would be safe to say that the Theory 11 decision for you guys, philosophically, is a game changer.
Yeah, it's going to, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping they're going to start accepting more of the apps that we're submitting and we can sell them through. Because again, iTunes definitely has a larger market base. Everybody in iTunes,
it's a pretty big stage.
Oh, totally. And everybody that buys one of our things in iTunes tends to buy everything we come out with.
Yeah.
It's where they find us. So.
All right. Well, I don't know how many people will be downloading this while they're at Magic Live, but for people that do happen to find an internet connection and get it on their phone, or
I've actually sold quite a many of our we've sold many of our apps that we're selling direct today because they're going to have it in their mailbox tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. So you guys offering, I see people can't see this obviously over their speakers, but there's a huge, what looks like a red carpet kind of thing going on. What are you guys doing here?
A little mini studio. We're giving away a MacBook Pro. We're inviting magicians to come in. They can perform any of our apps in our booth, and we are going to videotape them with our iPhone, upload it to YouTube, Hot Tricks Magic Live Film Fest 2009. We have a few celebrity magicians that are going to be judging them for us, and we're going to pick
who?
Some winners.
Who is it?
Had Alonzo.
Spill the beans.
Got Joseph Gabriel.
And I don't know about the third one yet.
I think Jonathan's coming by, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if Amazing Jonathan's going to yet. He is out of town, so
gotcha.
If he does it, he has to do it from out of town, and I don't know yet if he can. You know, he just has to go to YouTube and look. But
there we go.
We've got a few people. Neil Patrick Harris wanted to, but he's not going to be here. He's only here today.
So. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, MPH.
So it's all right. We've got plenty of magicians here to choose from. We really do.
So 90% of people who are going to be listening to this tomorrow or Monday when it goes out is going to be people at home. Where can they see all these videos as they go up? What's the YouTube address?
This is going to be posted at, I believe it's going to be, I just got the link sent to me. I believe it's going to be Hot Tricks Magic Live 2009 Film Fest.
All right.
If you use those keywords,
push comes to shove,
it.
They can Google what you just said, and I'm sure they'll be able to find it.
They'll find it on YouTube if they search in YouTube. And our Hot Tricks page on our YouTube page hopefully should have a link to it. I'll try and make sure we do that. Just the regular Hot Tricks YouTube page.
There we go.
We'll try and put a link up.
Well, Hot Tricks, keep up the great work.
Totally.
We can't go outside for a second if you'd rather.
That's fine now. I think it's good now. Join here on the registration. Except now I learned I was dumb the last time and I'm smart now. Joining us here on the dealer's floor is Jonathan Bame, fresh from New York, his new hometown. He had a huge week with Theory 11 in terms of the press. Momentous, some would even say trailblazing in terms of Magic Apps on the iTunes App Store.
This is my first Twitter view of the...
This is not a Twitter view. If people are following the iTrix Twitter, hopefully we'll have Twitter views up throughout the week during Magic Live. But this is a regular one. This is the Magic Week in Review. We're talking about the big biggest story of the week, which was obviously the saga of Rising Guard.
Saga. It was over the course of the past month, several months, where we had gone back and forth with Apple over this app. The original idea for us is Chris Kenner's idea. It's a Rising Card application. So to the spectator, here's what it looks like. You have them name any card in the deck, and it truly can be any card. It's not a force. There's no influence. You then show them your iPhone. You say, look, I've got an app called Rising Card. You give them the phone, so it happens in their hands. You have them open the Rising Card application. They open it. You give their phone still in their hands. You tell them to shake the phone, they see a picture of a deck of cards, and as they shake the phone, they're selected, the card they were thinking of rises out of the deck. So we had gone back and forth once this was submitted with Apple whether this was going to be approved or not, and at first response they were saying no. So we ended up going back and forth with them over the course of several weeks, and we were relatively hopeless until iTrix stepped in.
And it was really kind of a perfect storm between Hot Tricks had an application called iHypno that they said to me in an email, you do know that Apple does not allow fake screens because of certain things, because of possible consumer confusion. And I knew in talking with you that you had similar issues, so we wrote a big story.
We wrote a story about having our app be not approved, basically. And yes. this story...
And really, it was an update because we had... I mean, Chris Kenner, of course, the mastermind behind the app itself, had been on the iTrix Live, and he demoed it for people. We knew it was coming down the pipe forever. So it was kind of an update, and also to check to see if this was, in fact, the same hurdle that you guys had.
And from our side, we were just waiting. So we were hoping that this thing was going to get pushed through in the App Store and get released. But we were just waiting and waiting and waiting. So we did this article with you guys.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, let me ask you, did you guys have like a time frame, like, hey, if this doesn't get approved in the next month or so, I mean, was there a plan B, or was it just kind of like, let's just have faith that they'll do the right thing?
There really wasn't a plan B throughout the whole thing. I mean, this has been tested. I mean, we had it in, we tested the crap out of the application, so we loved it. We just thought, honestly, at the time we were doing the iTrix interview, we were trying to be optimistic, but in reality, we thought we were screwed just because Apple's sort of a walled garden in the App Store. If you don't get approved, you're not in it, and we're not going to release like a Cydia app or anything like that. So we thought we were screwed. Optimistically, we thought we were screwed. So we did this, the iTrix story. iTrix story happened to be picked up by...
the unofficial Apple weblog.
Which is at tuaw.com, which is a huge Apple rumor site, which then got the attention through a source of a source of a source of Phil Schiller. Phil Schiller is Senior Vice President of Apple Worldwide Marketing.
Yeah. And who, by the way, over the last couple of weeks has been on a PR, a war trail.
Yes. I mean, he's trying to the App Store has been in some hot water with the denial of the Google Voice app and some other things as well. So we were just icing on the cake, and I think our story piqued an interest of TUAW and other apps, Apple blogs, because our app's just so lighthearted. It's so benign. It's a magic trick. So why would
deny the world magic?
Yes, this is such a, it's so benign. Why would you ever not like this? So,
and also it was unique technically, because this is the first time that Schiller has contacted anybody that had an app in approval.
Yes, while we were still waiting to hear back. So we were waiting to hear back at the time when Schiller contacted us. He contacted Chris directly. Chris is on tour with David Copperfield. He's executive producer in Australia. So Chris got this email. Chris immediately called me. We were all excited. Phil Schiller did not promise us anything. He said he was going to have his team look into it. And he was very responsive. He was very nice, but he didn't promise anything. And around 48 hours later, we heard back from Phil. He said he was still in the process of seeing what he could do. And we then heard back from Phil Shoemaker, who is director of application technologies at Apple, who said he was going to have his team look into it, his review team. And fast forward, true to their word, they got it approved. So thereafter, the story got picked up by Gizmodo, TechCrunch.
Which, by the way, TechCrunch reported it as initially reported by iTrix.
that with no insistence whatsoever.
Well, yeah, we talked to TechCrunch, but Gizmodo reported it as, hey, this was on TechCrunch and the Magic blog. So officially, as far as we're concerned, the story was picked up by TechCrunch and a gadget blog.
Correct.
Technically speaking, yes. No, TechCrunch didn't attribute it properly initially. Anyway, so we got picked up all these things, and so right now the app is out. It's called Rising Card. It's, I think, number 20 in the App Store in the entertainment category, top 100 right now. Reviews are great. We tested the hell out of this thing with as many magicians, Apollo Robbins, and tested this thing out in Vegas, and Jason England. Literally everyone we know that has an iPhone, we try to get to test it. As many as we could. You're limited to how many test things you can send out, but we try to get as many as possible. So the app works. I think it's the most deceptive magic app there is on the App Store right now in terms of what will fool a magician, what will fool a spectator, and what's actually fun to present. So that's it. Let's ride the car.
All right. Now, I spoke with the guys at Hot Tricks. Yeah, I know. We'll make do. I spoke to the guys at Hot Tricks. They said that because of your ruling, or because of the ruling Apple made with your app, they'll consider putting some of the stuff that they were initially rejected on back in there. Has your situation or your ordeal affected how you'll submit stuff, or if you'll submit similar kinds of apps in the future?
I mean, we've made a bunch of friends at Apple through this whole ordeal. And I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to be all narcissistic, so we hope that our experience at least helps other developers, not necessarily just magic, but just in general, with App Store approval, so it's not such a walled garden. They actually have some objective rules in what they're approving and what they don't. So hopefully it does help out with other apps, magic and otherwise. Ours was actually given special permission to use the method that it did. So we had to have an agreement with Apple, a written agreement with Apple to get special permission for what our app does. But other than that, hopefully it has some effect. But yeah, we have a lot of other apps in development. I just got an email a second ago from our developer that we have a working prototype of our next app, so it should be out very soon.
Do you expect a similar situation with the next app?
I freaking hope not. Oh, I do. It turned out well in our favor.
Exactly. Well, you had to get quite a bit of press out of it. Theory11.com, of course, and you can find the app, Chris Cannon's Rising Card, by just typing in Rising Card.
Yeah, if you go to iTunes.com/apps/Rising Card, or to search the App Store for Rising Card.
Thank you very much.
$2.99, I guess you could say, is expensive for an app. But in the grand scheme of things, like, name the last time a really good magic trick that fooled magicians was $2. It's like the Great Depression.
We're at Depression-era prices here. All right. Well, I think of no other. The sweet sounds of Ace of Base, yes, playing over the end of this interview.
I can't see the sign. And it opened up my eyes.
Thank you very much, JB.
Peace out.
I want to go ahead and one more time thank JB and Snake Babe for helping us out with this very, very special episode. Again, the Magic Charts Podcast is going to be a Magic Live thing this week. The next week's Magic Live is going to be a much bigger super compilation of every snippets of all the interviews that we do. So please, if there is one week to keep it locked on iTrix, it is this week, Magic Live week. And man, it is very, very cool out here. Let me just tell you this. It is a real who's who, as it always is at a Magic Live. But I'm going to say this, younger. It's a younger crowd. It's a pretty, pretty happening place right now. Shame on you for 6 months if you didn't make it out. But until next week. I'm Justin Robert Young. Justin R. Young on the Twitter. Bang a gong.
iTricks.com.